Chapter 7, Knowing the One. Now, we may not have thought about God's name as much as we've thought about the name of Jesus. Many of us learned at a young age to end our prayers with the phrase, "In Jesus' name." Didn't Jesus say, "I'll do anything you ask the Father in my name," so that the Father will be given glory because of the Son? That was John chapter 14, verse 13. Now, if that's all we read, it sounds like a surefire formula. Just pray and ask for anything we want in the name of Jesus. That sounds like a blank check. We can think of many people who have prayed in the name of Jesus, and it appeared there were positive results. Jesus spoke about some of those people. It appeared they had worked for Jesus. So, imagine their surprise when they died and discovered they were not going to heaven. I can imagine them standing at the pearly gates, reciting over and over again, "In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name." And each time the gates didn't swing open, their cries became louder, "In Jesus' name." What happened next is scary to think about. Here's what Jesus had to say about them. He said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the person who does what my Father in heaven wants. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we force out demons and do many miracles by the power and authority of your name?' And then I'll tell them publicly, 'I've never known you. Get away from me, you evil people.'" That was Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 and 23. Now, why would using Jesus' name not open the gates to heaven? Why would it not guarantee us eternal life? In his conversation with God, Jesus clearly defined what eternal life means and how we can enter into eternal life. He said, "This is eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent." So Jesus just lays it right out there. This is eternal life. You can't be any clearer than that. That was John chapter 17, verse 3. So the real key to the kingdom is truly knowing the One. Now, knowing is very different from knowing about. Knowing about the One may let you imitate the right words, like a password. Knowing the One is about a true love relationship, as Jesus described it. He said, "However, I want the world to know that I love the Father and that I'm doing exactly what the Father has commanded me to do." That was John chapter 14, verse 31. He said, "If you love me, then you will obey my commandments." That was John 14, verse 15. So what does it mean to know the One? Well, meditate on Jesus' words and consider your relationship with the One, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Do you love Him and know Him so well that people around you see Him in you? Would He welcome you into eternal life? Or would He say sadly, "I never knew you"? Notice in these scripture verses how all three parts of the One are working together. And also notice how they want us to be aware that we are a part of them and they of us. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you'll know my Father as well. And from now on, you do know him and have seen him." And Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that'll be enough for us." And Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? even after I've been among you such a long time. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I don't speak on my own authority. Rather, it's the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I've been doing, and they'll do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I'll do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, keep my commands, and I'll ask the Father, and he'll give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. Now, the world can't accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Now, before long, the world won't see me anymore, but you'll see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you'll realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. That was John chapter 14, verses 6 through 21. When we truly know the one, what we ask in his name will be what he would desire. Actually, we'll no longer even need to ask. We'll simply agree with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Perhaps we should end our prayers with all three of their names. Father, I am coming to you in the power of your word, Jesus, your word made flesh, and now abiding with you and your precious Holy Spirit, who is bringing your words to my memory. I thank you that all of you live in me, and I live in you. Amen.